Welcome to the Richard Eade Show. Talk radio for the city of Santa Fe and all of northern New Mexico. A blend of local, national, and worldwide news. Now, here's your host, Richard Eade, the voice of Santa Fe.
They paved paradise and put up a parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? They paved paradise and put up a parking lot.
Another beautiful day in Santa Fe. 52 degrees right now. Cool clouds out there. Beautiful clouds on the mountain. Pretty sky right now. Got to 53 today. The forecast high was 54. Didn't quite get there. We got close. 52 right now. 53 tomorrow. 60 on Thursday. 61 on Friday. Saturday, 59. And snow. That's right. Didn't hallucinate that. Didn't imagine that. Snow on Sunday. Weather Service saying a good chance of significant snow on Sunday. So let's keep our fingers crossed for snow on Sunday. 41 on Sunday would be the high. 52 degrees right now here in the state capital. Beautiful, best freaking city in the world, Santa Fe, New Mexico. Susan Martin joins us now, political director for the local branch of the Sierra Club. We all have great respect for the Sierra Club. Susan, good afternoon. Whoop, let me turn on your phone here. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
There you are. There you are.
Yes.
You're hard to find. Chasing you all over the country, trying to get you on the air. No, it's not necessarily true. It wasn't your fault. You're traveling.
I was. I'm very glad to be back home.
Well, good. All right, Sierra Club Rio Grande chapter. Political chair. That is your title, correct?
Yes.
All right, what's the process for the Sierra Club to sit down? And which elections do you endorse in? All elections?
Well, no, not all, but generally the Rio Grande chapter, the whole chapter, which is all of New Mexico and El Paso, we generally do endorsements in gubernatorial races, attorney general races, and then when we get down to the local level, our group is the northern group, and we make endorsements in city and municipal elections and in county commission.
Cool.
As well.
Land commissioner?
Yes. I hadn't finished. So, land commissioner, attorney general, secretary of state, and it's only been the last two cycles that we've gotten involved in the secretary of state's race. But we absolutely recognize that if our votes don't count, then we should. You know, it's useless to try and get volunteers to the polls. So we were very happy to see an excellent secretary of state elected, and we did
Congress, Senate, and presidential as well.
Yes, but not every presidential cycle, but yes, in all those races. And more, actually, Sierra Club is getting involved in the state, local, and municipal races, because with with what's going on the federal level, we actually do realize that local action is the most important thing we can do to grow new political leaders and to work with our neighbors as allies, not as opponents. So,
we look at the decimation of the EPA in the Interior Department and the devastation there, rolling across the United States. We have to get involved, have to get more involved. We all have to get more involved, right?
Yes, absolutely. And I can also say that, because of involvement of good people in the Santa Fe area and region, we have an excellent state representative and excellent senators as well. So, it really starts from the bottom up, because our representative started with a PRC race. So,
Well, all right. So, Sierra Club, Rio Grande chapter, donate. We all respect them. We all love them. All right. The endorsements for city council and mayor. That's what we're going to discuss today, right?
Yes.
All right. What's the process? How do you go about it?
There's the Sierra Club. We don't have a lot. I can tell you that the Sierra Club has very thorough compliance guidelines when we do make endorsements. essentially given to us by National Sierra Club, and they include the fact that in order for endorsements to be made, there has to be a two-thirds vote of two separate entities, and not just two groups of the same people that are called something different. So the Sierra Club group here, the Northern group, has an executive committee, so that's one entity. And then the group has a political committee, and that's the group that I'm the chair of. Okay. And we have outstanding members, and we're the second. We're actually the first entity to essentially vet the candidate. So we started in we started actually in November, going to getting our questionnaire together. We sent out questionnaires to all the candidates and on all the city council races and the mayoral race. And it was it wasn't an easy yes no. There were 13 questions. Then of those, after reviewing the questionnaires that we did questionnaire responses that we did get back, we actually interviewed all the candidates in all the candidates that have responded to us. Except in the case of City Council District 1, where Councillor Sig Lindell is an incumbent. We have endorsed her before, and she's done an outstanding job. So essentially, the Sierra Club compliance guidelines say if you have an incumbent who is a good one, you certainly endorse them because they have a proven track record. So we did not endorse in that case, although we've been in constant contact with Councillor Lindell. Okay. So in any case, that's the process that we went through, and then we the political committee did 45-minute interviews of each candidate, and after that we after the interviews the political committee discussed each of the four or each of the three contested ones that we hadn't already endorsed in. So three city council races, 2, 3, and 4, and the mayoral race. We discussed that amongst ourselves. We did come to a two-thirds vote for a candidate in each one of those cases. Okay. And then the second step was I, as the chair of the committee, I presented our recommendations and our vote to the executive committee of the group. And all were there except I think there was two people via telephone, but they were on a teleconference. And we, again, had a vote that was at least two-thirds to accept those recommendations. And that's when they become final. So once all the candidates are notified, either happily or not so happily, the endorsement actually belongs to the candidate. So it's up to them to... when they want to publicize it. So we waited until we'd had, I think all the candidates had in one way or another publicized their endorsement, and then we sent out our press release.
All right, so that's the entire process. Susan Martin, the Rio Grande Chapter of the Sierra Club political chair. Now, you said 2, 3, and 4, but 3, there's no opposition. So
that is true, Ramon Abeta came in for an interview. He responded to our questionnaire. He came in for an interview.
Didn't have to.
I know he didn't. And you know, I'm quite sure that even if he'd had had an opponent, he would have still gotten our endorsement. We're highly impressed with him. He's the former county manager. I think of all people must absolutely realize that environmental issues are regional ones, and they don't stop at the city boundary or the county boundary. So we are just very, very happy that he's chosen public service.
Now, come on, be honest here, though, Susan. Wouldn't he, if he had five opponents, he'd have the upper hand because his name is Tiger. He's an animal. You guys are the Sierra Club. Pretty much guarantees him the endorsement, right?
No, not in all cases. I'll just put it that way.
All right. So
not in this case.
Wouldn't necessarily work for anybody else. All right. I want to get into a little bit. Do you have time?
Yes,
right.
I do.
Good. I appreciate it. I want to get into a little bit of why these candidates, the ones that especially District 2 and District 4, my district, in the mayoral campaign. So can we take a break and come back?
Yes,
all
sure.
Right. do appreciate your time.
Mm-hmm.
She is the political chair, Rio Grande chapter of the Sierra Club, Susan Martin. We'll find out why they endorsed the candidates they did endorse. Probably had nothing to do with a name like El Tigre. We'll be right back. Talk 1260 KTRC, Santa Fe's news talk leader.
I ain't got no home, I'm just a roaming round. Just a wandering worker, I go from town to town. And the police make it hard wherever I may go. And I ain't got no home in this world anymore.
We'll be coming right back to the Richard Eade Show, the voice of Santa Fe, here on KTRC, Santa Fe's news talk leader. This is the Richard Eade Show, the voice of Santa Fe on KTRC, Santa Fe's news talk leader.
Well, the smoke cuts the lights in this honky-tonk bar, and I'm thinking where I'd rather be. Maybe chasing senoritas in old Mexico, or standing at the edge of the sea.
Susan Martin is our guest. It's 21 minutes after 4 o'clock, 52 degrees in the Cavill right now. Just getting out of work. And what happened on Wall Street today? The Dow went up today 2.33%. The Dow went up today 567 points. S&P went up today 46 points. And the NASDAQ today went up 148 points. Did make up all the lost territory of Monday and Friday, but nice gains today. Dow is back up to 24,913. Sierra Club, Rio Grande Chapter Sierra Club, political chair. Susan Martin is our guest talking about endorsements that the Sierra Club has made in the city council and mayoral's race here in Santa Fe. And coincidentally, the election is 1 month from today. By the way, go vote today. Santa Fe Community College and Santa Fe Public Schools. You can vote until 7 o'clock this evening and vote yes. Vote the right way. All right. The mayoral city council races are a month from today. Election is a month from today. All right. So fill us in, Susan. Who did you endorse for mayor?
We endorsed Alan Weber.
Okay. Why?
And why? First, let me say we got questionnaires back from every candidate, and we interviewed every candidate. And I just want to say the quality of is very high in Santa Fe's lucky, very fortunate to have such dedicated people who are willing to join public service or continue in public service. But we felt that Alan Weber distinguished himself with his knowledge of and commitment to environmental and progressive issues. I didn't really know him before our interview. His roots started with city planning work in the mayoral office in Portland when they started on their journey to become a livable city. And so he, in between times, he became an entrepreneur and has many other qualities and experiences. But okay. During the interview, I could see that his heart was in continuing to make all our cities livable and to look at environmental issues regionally. So the committee was very, very proud to endorse Alan. And if you want me to go through the list or you want
well, Lauren, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
I swear to God, I'm not trying to cause trouble. Do you live in Santa Fe?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Dave, Mayor Koss. Member of the Sierra Club.
Yes.
Isn't he like executive director or something like that?
No. He's a volunteer, like I'm a volunteer.
Okay.
And he is the chair of the whole chapter of the, which is the Rio Grande chapter of the Sierra Club. So he's the chair of the big
entity. Not an employee, but he's the chair. He's the chair.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's the chair, and we're a volunteer organization. We do have an executive director who's paid, but I mean, Sierra Club distinguishes itself from many other organizations is that it relies on grassroots. So Dave is a volunteer like most of the rest of us.
All right. Did that factor at all into the decision?
No, actually, because I referred earlier that we have specific compliance guidelines. And the fact is that David was not on either. He's not on my political committee, and he's not on the executive committee of the Northern Group. and both of those entities were the entities that voted in this endorsement. So okay. he had no vote and he had no influence, nor did he try to have any influence.
Okay. See, I'm not trying to cause trouble, but I'm just asking a question that other people might be going, but wait a second. Okay. All right. District 1. You don't want to go through all five candidates for mayor, do you?
No.
Your decision, your selection was Alan Weber for mayor, endorsing Alan Weber. District 1, Sig Lindell, the incumbent. She has an opponent, but you endorsed her last time, and your guidelines say you can endorse her this time, so you did.
Well, yes, and I mean, the way that we can endorse an incumbent is you know, if they have a good record,
right, and they
essentially did what they said they were going to do. I mean, they were honest to what they expressed, yes.
All right, District 2, three opponents. Three candidates, Carol Romero-Worth, you endorsed.
Yes. We three really very impressive candidates with varying degrees of experience. We actually looked at the fact that Carol had been on the City Charter Commission, which is an invited position, and the Charter Commission is what's bringing us the new stronger mayoral system in the city, and it's also included the ranked choice voting. So she has that deep sort of almost historical understanding about Santa Fe municipal issues, and she's also written extensively on water management issues, and she's deeply committed to working regionally on environmental issues, which we find to be extremely important because everything is connected. So when we're talking regionally, we're not just talking city, county. We're also talking the wider regions and neighboring counties if we can.
All right. Carol Romero-Worth, you endorsed her District 2. District 3?
Yes, we're very proud to endorse Roman Tiger Abeza, and not because of his nickname. No, but he is a very well-respected former county manager. He knows how things work. His heart also was in land use. He started out in land use. He started out his professional career in land use, and also is committed to working regionally on environmental issues. So I consider District 3 very fortunate to have him as a representative, as a newest city councilor.
So all of your past experience, past career, all of that, and he worked in the Buckman Diversion Project as well. Knows that.
Pardon me. Knows that.
Knows the Buckman Diversion Project.
Oh yes. Oh yes. Yes, he does. And no, he has great experience, and he returned the questionnaire as well, and shows a great deal of knowledge about environmental, regional issues, resource issues, logistics of city-county dynamics.
Right.
So, yeah.
Okay. Now, my district, District 4,
mm-hmm.
you endorsed Greg Scargill. Tell us
yes,
why.
Yes, we did. The Sierra Club has a motto, and that is explore, enjoy, and protect the planet. And we found that Greg really exemplified that. For the past 4 years, he's led volunteer teams of military veterans to remove trash from the Santa Fe River when there's river cleanup days. You know, he talked about that. He said when they go to clean it up, they say, "What stretch do you want?" And he said, "We'll take whatever nobody else wants." And I've done that because Sierra Club has a stretch of river that we keep clean, and in many cases that involves picking up a lot of hypodermic needles. It's not. So I know what that entails, but he. He's also a coordinator at Santa Fe Community College Veterans Resource Center, and they're doing great work because the Military Times named them the number one two-year career technical institution in the country for veterans and career outreach. So
not the first time they've won that either.
And along the way, besides being a veteran and all this, he earned 3 degrees. So he's a very impressive, energetic candidate that's enthusiastic about representing the city, and he lives his environmental protection mottos.
All right, Sierra Club, Rio Grande chapter, the Sierra Club endorsing for mayor Alan Weber, District 1, City Council Signe Lindell, District 2, City Council Carol Romero-Worth, District 3, Roman Tiger Abeta, and District 4, City Council Greg Scargill. Susan, anything else you want to add?
Yes, I would like to add that I'm asking everyone who can to vote today and also in the mayoral election. It's so important. It's more important than ever for us to have a livable world. So.
And if you have not registered for the city election, you can register through today. You have through today to register and through today to vote in the Community College and Santa Fe Public Schools. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
How many members in the Rio Grande chapter?
In the full chapter, which is all of New Mexico and El Paso, I think we're about 9,000. But in the group, that's about 3,000. That's the Santa Fe region. That's all of northern New Mexico minus Los Alamos. They have their own group.
Look, so good numbers.
Well, and you know, like I said, we absolutely depend on the efforts of our volunteers. We are grassroots, and it's in many ways a bottom up organization. And I think local is how we're going to keep our political activism alive.
Okay, can I ask you one more thing before I let you go? It's
31
minutes after 4 o'clock. So for the governor's race, Democrats running for a nomination for governor. You will endorse for candidates running for the nomination?
Well, we'll go through the process. I mean, I always have to say that we'll go through the process.
Gotcha.
And if one candidate
gets
two-thirds votes of two entities, yes, we will. I mean, we will go through the process for those statewide races.
All right. So we'll stay in touch with you and Ramona and everybody at the Sierra Club, all right?
Sounds good.
Appreciate your time.
Mm-hmm, thank you. Bye.
All right, we're going to take a timeout. Jay, I hope you can hold. I'm late for a break, 31 minutes after 4 o'clock. We'll come back and we'll talk to Jay, see what he wants to talk about here on a nice Tuesday in Santa Fe, New Mexico. The best freaking city on the planet.
Well, no one told me about how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care?
We'll be coming right back to the Richard Eade Show, the voice of Santa Fe.